Yo, what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your Braves recap. We back at it, Braves recap, August 20th. This game was played at Truist Park amongst the weather. It was some thundering going on, lightning going on all around Truist Park. You hear it during the games. Flash of lightning here and there, make the fans go ooh and ah. Press box too, the wind was blowing things around the press box because some people had the windows down in the press box, blowing. We knew something was coming. It was around. But somehow, someways all along, the Braves have gotten games in with rain and storms around them on multiple occasions. The Braves have been lucky in that regard to avoid rainouts in that regard. But the lightning on the mound, the thunder on the mound, Harrison Waldrop, 7 innings, 87 pitches of no-run baseball, shutting the White Sox bats down. Them bats got taken down, got shut down. So there you go. You have it there. The Braves got the fourth inning, scored a run on an Ozuna double. Then on a fielding error, Ozzy Albies was batting. Ozuna scored. That was the one run. It was a 1-0 game. The Braves now improved to 58-669. So 11 games under 500. No pressure right now. Still fighting hard, making a run, but they've discovered something in Harrison Waldrop in the starting lineup for your Braves. It's coming eighth inning, was Pierce Johnson got a hold. This is the guy I say, 21 on the year. But it was a simple 1-0 game. Not much bats going on in this regard, but the story is Houston Waldrop, who got the call up from Bristol. They're riding the car 5 hours to Bristol to pitch that game with people on base. So he's doing a heck of a job. So the Braves may have somebody make a rotation for next year in Houston Waldrop, but our guys recover. So that's the recap that I'm going to talk about. It's a 1-0 game, fourth inning, Zuma doubles, Albies reaches on the field and area, Zuma scores, and Houston Waldrop shutting down those White Sox bats to win the series 2-1. Off day tomorrow, Thursday, but come back Friday. The New York Mets alumni night celebrating 95 World Series team. First 15,000 fans will get a ring of the Atlanta Braves. They will get a ring, replica ring for the World Series for the Braves in 95. So come out to Truist Park and check that out. The Mets will be in town, be a big crowd on hand because it's the New York Mets. Seems like the Braves own the Mets, so we will see what happens this weekend at Truist Park. The White Sox series over. JR, the recap. We in there. Check in the flip side. Check out some clips. Today's post-game pressers.
You know, just continue to build on the success you've had this month.
That's the beauty of getting in the rhythm and routine and just being able to kind of roll off of everything. It's kind of like a little bit of compound of just everything we've worked on throughout the year, just kind of seeing everything pay off. But, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's, you know, on to the next one and just, you know, continue to work, continue to focus on our next goal and just continue to play.
Hurston, is it kind of crazy to think that game at Bristol isn't rained out? Like you don't know when you even would have been here, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, is part of being in AAA and waiting for your shot is just, you never know what's going to happen. You never know how it's going to happen. So, you look at those rainouts, you look at everything that's happened this year, and that was, that was my chance, and that's the one you have to take advantage of. So,
we've always known that splitter is going to be your weapon. How much better are your other weapons right now?
I think that's what complements the splitter a little bit. The splitter can be good, but if nothing else is working, they don't really all play together. So I thought the curveball kind of set the table for everything else tonight. Being able to get ahead with a pitch like that, getting whiffs on it, being able to change speeds with something that moves that much, that kind of set the table for the splitter to be good later on. So that's, that's how you build an arsenal, is for everything else to work off of, everything else. So.
You talked about the sinker and how Sean helped you with that. What about the cutter? When did you start using that more? Whose idea was that, or was it your own?
That was kind of a Wes McGuire down in AAA, or pitcher coach AAA. We kind of been throwing it around throughout the year because I naturally cut my forcing. So we started using it to lefties as an attack pitch, creating a ton of ground balls. So I got up here in that Bristol game. Since I've been here, I haven't thrown a four-seam. So I know it reads as a four-seam, but I don't throw four-seams anymore. It's all cutters. So having a pitch like that, you know, you can throw down and into lefties, you can throw up and into lefties, down and away to righties. But it's just something that looks very similar to the sinker. Just goes the exact opposite way, and it makes lefties really uncomfortable with something moving at their hands like that. So
in the first inning, you had a stretch where you threw six straight balls. I mean, how did you go about trying to self-correct and sort of, you know, make the adjustment?
Yeah, I think I just got ahead of myself a little bit there. We knew this lineup was very aggressive. We've seen it the past two games. You know, they're good at what they do. So I think I was trying to take advantage of that a little too much. Just getting ahead of myself and, you know, just being able to take a step back, relax, take a deep breath, and execute the pitch. We got a grumble double play there, and I got out of the inning, so that's all you can ask for.
And how encouraging is it to know you can do that inside a start?
Yeah, it gives you a little bit more confidence, definitely. So, you know, just being able to take a step back and realize it's like, hey, like, let's just execute a pitch here, let the defense work, and everything will fall into place. So,
how fun has it been to come up here? This has been the best two-week stretch for this team all year, and to be such an integral part of it as you've been.
Yeah, I mean, I would say just kind of taking, you know, my one day a week and making the most of it, but also being able to sit back the days that I'm not throwing, be in the dugout, be around these guys. I mean, there's a lot of passion and a lot of competitiveness for this game, and you know, they make sure that everyone knows it, and it's just a lot of fun. It makes the game a lot more fun for everyone here. So to be a part of that, it's really cool.
Does it feel like it's been? It hasn't actually been three full weeks, actually, but does it feel, how long ago does that feel since they called you and said that we're going to pick you up at 5 a.m.?
kind of feels like a little while ago, to be honest. Yeah, it feels like it was about 2 months ago. But
how cool have these weeks been since then?
It's been very good. It's a lot of learning, which I think that's baseball itself, but to be here in this team and this environment with a lot of veteran guys from the starting pitching side to the relievers, position players, and then a lot of younger guys who are, you know, starting to step up and play really well, which is also really cool to see. So just having guys like that, getting Acuña back and seeing him play, and so stuff like that, like, just kind of brings the clubhouse together, and you like I said, play baseball, and it makes everything a lot more fun. So,
and how much do you further appreciate? I ask you this question in Bristol, but appreciate that opportunity to spend months down there now. With every passing start, I think you can know what you're leaning on, stuff you probably learned this summer.
Yeah, and you learn to be really grateful for patience, and really grateful for opportunities no matter where they are. So if it's AAA, if it's here, like whatever it is, it's an opportunity to play baseball. So when you take that and you just run with it and take advantage of it and don't take a second for granted.
Anything else? Okay.
Thank you. Aldrich was coming up, but has he done even more than you could have ever anticipated?
You know, I mean, the development, the progression that he's made off of what I saw last year is really, really nice, you know. And to see his assortment, strike throwing, you know, he's out there just launching, he's pitching, which is really refreshing to see. You know, using his whole arsenal, throwing a lot of strikes, he's got pitches to get you out with. You know, all the intangibles really good. It's been very impressive.
You talked about that sinker that Sean helped him, but also the cutter that he developed this year with the AAA pitching coach down there. I mean, it seems like that's also been another.
It's great. Weapon. No, the whole thing. I mean, that curveball's a nice pitch for him. Holy cow. You know, and I kind of saw him last year, and he seemed like a high velocity fastball in the split. And then, adding everything else I'm like, holy cow, this is pretty good. And to see him not out there just redlining every inning, trying to throw see how hard he can throw it, and it just pitching. It's just refreshing to watch the kid do work.
He's got some Schwellenbach in him with the multi pitches and still goes hard.
Yeah. It's, you know, and it was, like he said, those innings in Triple-A this year. I mean, you can't replace that. I mean, that's really good. And he came back up and having a taste last year. He kind of had an idea what to expect, and it's been really nice to see.
He's efficient, isn't he?
Very much so, yeah.
Double plays after he gives up a hit.
No, it's really, really good. Fun to watch.
You think about how he was introduced to this season. I mean, it's not only is he in a car in the early morning hours, but he gets there and there's two guys on base. And he seems to just handle everything.
He handled everything, yeah. You have to get in the car at 4 in the morning or something like that, drive all the way, and then be put in that spotlight too. I mean, my God, that was, you know, a pretty special day for, you know, baseball, doing something that never been done before. And how he handled that, yeah, that spoke volumes to where he was.
As he keeps accumulating more innings, how exciting is it to think about just the upside with what he's already figured out?
No, it's great. I mean, anytime you can develop one of your own like that and have them in the mix, it's awesome. Really good.
You didn't hear anything more about Austin, did you?
Not yet. I haven't, no.
Anything else?
Thank you.
That was your Braves recap. Hope you enjoy. See you guys down the road. Remember, always catch recaps, Boss Man Show, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, and the Believe Network. See you.